Now, time for your comments. Our series, The Money Map, began last week with a look at Nebraska farmers doing well, and it drew this response from Vicki Jennings at another spot on our economic map.
We own a small dairy farm in upstate New York. With the skyrocketing prices of fuel and grain and fertilizer, we're barely making it. We had 2 years of extremely low milk prices from which we're still trying to recover. Every time I hear that the American farmer is raking in the dough, it just eats me up inside.
Some of you were eaten up by a joke about Morning Edition being carbon neutral. Brian Butcher wrote from Orlando to inquire where we get the power to, quote, push those sounds and voices through the airwaves during our otherwise carbon-filled commutes.
And now a clarification. Our sports commentator John Feinstein said golfer Kenny Perry ducked the British Open and was at home, quote, with his feet up. Some of you reminded us that Perry had his feet down. He was playing a tournament in Milwaukee.
We also have a correction this morning. We said last week that Wachovia delivered an unexpectedly good earnings report. We should have said Wells Fargo. Wachovia eventually posted losses.
Michael Linville of Elkhart, Indiana, wishes we'd lose some references to his state.
He writes, "Dear Steve, I noticed twice this week that the cute little stories prior to the bottom of the hour news were about some idiocy committed by an Indiana resident, namely the pastor in the motorcycle and the Wiccan woman who stabbed her own foot. How about helping your fellow Hoosiers out by finding some knuckleheads elsewhere in the country? Thanks."
Many of you responded to our coverage of people who bury a statue of St. Joseph when they try to sell a house. We asked for your help to understand why some people bury him upside down. There's more than one opinion. Many listeners told us the saint is eager to get out of the ground and into your new home right side up, so he'll work extra hard to find a buyer.
And Dan Bomas, the Morning Edition host at KUER in Salt Lake City, writes to say, "You don't want to cut off its head with the lawnmower. And you don't want the dear saint to gag at the price you're asking for the property."
So if you hear something upside down on this program, don't bury your thoughts.
Go to npr.org and click on the button that says Contact Us.